President Bush has given Russia formal notification that Washington is pulling out of the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty. Critics say it's a bad move for arms control, but President Bush argues the treaty is hindering his administration's plans to develop missile defense. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has a report.
For 30 years, the ABM treaty has been a cornerstone of strategic stability, easing the competition between the superpowers by limiting missile defenses. President Bush says he wants to leave behind the vestiges of the Cold War, including one of the fundamental ideas behind the ABM treaty, mutually assured destruction.
The grim theory was that neither side would launch a nuclear attack because it knew the other would respond, thereby destroying both. Today, as the events of September the 11th made all too clear, the greatest threats to both our countries come not from each other or other big powers in the world, but from terrorists who strike without warning or rogue states who seek weapons of mass destruction.
President Bush says mutually assured destruction is being replaced with mutual cooperation, meaning his warm ties with Vladimir Putin. But critics say the pullout from the ABM treaty was a slap in Putin's face after several months of negotiations. The Russians offered the United States leeway in missile defense testing if the treaty were kept in place. Bush administration officials argue the Russians were demanding too much oversight. Putin said today President Bush is making a mistake, but made clear a U.S. missile shield would not threaten Russia anytime soon. That calm response comes as no surprise to Dmitry Trenin of the Moscow Carnegie Center.
I think that the Russian government has been realistic enough to have concluded some time ago that no outsiders would have enough influence to change that essentially American decision.
Frustrated Democrats in Congress, including Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Joseph Biden, believe the pullout from the ABM treaty is premature and promise a continued debate.
This becomes basically a basic political question. Now do we, having withdrawn from the treaty, do we embark on a multi-billion dollar, possibly trillion plus dollar program to defend against the one thing the military says is the least likely threat to our security, an attack from an ICBM missile.
He argues a missile shield won't protect the United States if terrorists use biological or chemical weapons, or so-called dirty bomb. Arms control expert John Rhinelander adds the U.S. pullout from the ABM treaty could make proliferation matters more complicated.
This may be a fatal blow to the non-proliferation treaty. I do not believe that we can hold that in place effectively when we take the position that we don't want any obligations on us.
One big fear is that this U.S. move could spark an arms race in Asia. Secretary of State Powell played down these fears. He stressed instead progress with Russia in nuclear arms reductions. He said the two countries could formalize cuts when President Bush goes to Moscow in the middle of next year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.